Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guests are brothers. Both are accomplished artists, one a painter and the other a musician. And both Zach and Josh Thiessen have been part of a worldwide study that has examined the link between brain injuries or illnesses that have sparked the onset of savant-like talents. Josh and Zach are on the phone with us from their Stony Creek, Ontario home, and we're going to talk to them about their art, faith, and the recent study. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Rebels from the three-song EP Happiness by the Roaring Seas.
I've caught in action, broken back from stale attractions, both feet in the mire. I beg your pardon, rebel heart man, speak your heart and sit down by the fire. For you, take my shackles, drag through battle. I've been rattled, God knows I am tired. Rebel.
And now to our conversation with Jock and Zach Thiessen. Good evening, Josh.
Hi there.
Good evening, Zach.
Hey.
Hey. I'm going to start with a question that I normally don't ask people, but it's relevant to this one. Is Josh, how old are you, and when did you first start doing your art?
So I'm 20 years old now, and I first started doing arts and crafts with my Russian nanny in Krasnodar when I was 3-4 years old, painting my stuffed animals and drawing them with shading and perspective.
And Zach, same question. How old are you now, and when did you start? You started with music, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started music at 13. I'm 19 now. I had always kind of been musically inclined, and my parents wanted me to take up an instrument or do vocal lessons since I was always naturally humming as a child, but I never actually started until I was 13 when I picked up the guitar, which I still play in as my main instrument.
Right. And Zach, Josh, back to you again. How did you choose painting?
As I grew up, and we moved home to Canada, I went to a school for 3 years, and my artistic talent kind of stagnated due to the system where everyone was required to do the same assignment. But shortly after, when we started homeschooling, an artist took me under her wing and passed on to me her skills in chalk pastel realism. And so at 10 years old, that's when I really got seriously interested in doing art and started exhibiting my work.
Yeah, and it wasn't long after that you got involved with Robert Bateman and his program and that as well?
Yes, that's correct. I was invited out to BC for a master artist mentorship under him, and he gave me a really amazing recommendation for my work, which I'm so fortunate to have. Yeah.
And Zach, you did it. You recorded a CD a couple of years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It's entitled Courage. It's a collection of four songs, and I've released some singles since. I've been fortunate enough to actually have some of my work featured on sites like Guitar World, and been endorsed more by guitar companies, and had neat opportunities and exposure with that.
Now the CD was mostly your lead instrument was bass guitar. Do you sort of switch back and forth between bass and lead guitar, or which do you prefer?
Yeah, well, I guess the average listener may be a little bit confused as to what I'm playing there. It is actually a 8-string guitar, so it isn't just a bass. The reason why you hear those lower frequencies is because of the added range, the lower 7th and 8th strings. So that is my primary instrument. So I've been playing that for 3 years since I was 16. And 8-string guitar is kind of a recent instrument, but yes, it's definitely neat to be able to experiment with something like that, to have more range, almost like a piano.
Looking at that, have you ever looked at the Chapman stick?
Yeah, there's the ongoing joke that you might as well, you know, at that point get like a crazy Chapman stick or just like a 14-string guitar or something. But I think I'm settled with 8-strings. It's my favorite of all my guitars.
Yeah, well, you're saying it had that sort of that piano sound to it and that piano range with it, and I know that's what one of the things that the Chapman stick does as well is gives you that wider range to work with. So, looking at with both of you, looking at your art and looking at where you're going and that, where are you going with your art? Like Zach, first with you, where are you going with your music? What do you plan? Do you plan to go much further with it?
Yeah, I have some exciting things actually coming up this year. I'm doing filming at a place in Santa Rosa, California, with one of my companies, EMGTV, one of the more well-known YouTube channels for guitar, and a lot of respected players end up on that channel, so that's really exciting, and it will be featuring new material on there. I'm also working with new music, actually with a classmate from Berklee College of Music in Boston, where I've studied online courses, and his name's Benji Fricker. He's from Switzerland, and he's an amazing drummer. And he's kind of jazz inspired and very intricate, so it's had a new unique twist on my sound, and we've been working on stuff together recently, and it's exciting where that will take us and possible tours and stuff like that. So yeah, it's neat, and I've just started giving lessons and stuff in production and guitar and bass as well.
And Zach, Josh, where are you going with yours?
I'm continuing to work on my art full-time. I've been fortunate to exhibit my work internationally. Right now I have a painting in a North American museum tour called Masterworks. And so it's been going now for almost a year and will continue all throughout this coming year. And also exhibiting and selling my work through various galleries in the U.S. in yearly group exhibitions with the International Guild of Realism, which I'm the youngest member of, among really well-known established realist artists. And I continue to work out of my studio gallery here in Stony Creek and put on shows and show at various juried art festivals in the location from the Niagara region to Toronto.
Okay, well, we're going to, with all of this going on, and it kind of leads into where we're going to go next and looking at the study that you guys are involved in. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Jack and Josh Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Waking up to living out my nostalgia, almost like the past is reading my day. I've been watching radiance all around me, but darkness has been raining on my parade. But this just in today works differently. I feel the sun on my face, I feel the winds, cool embrace, and break from is happiness. I feel a surge, energy, and I feel creativity. Oh, my heart beats inside of me, so this is happiness. I'd been stuck with breaking down reactions,
Arts Connection, you've been listening to Happiness from the Roaring Seas three-song EP, Happiness. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Josh and Zach Thiessen. The two of you became involved with a study that's going to be released this year as a book and later on as a documentary. Tell me a little bit about the study and how you guys got involved.
Okay, so how it first happened was one of my videos on YouTube that featured an interview of me on Full Circle with 100 Huntley Street was actually picked up by the Huffington Post and included in an article titled 10 Art Prodigies You Should Know. And I was the one of the only male art prodigies on the list. And so from that, Dr. Joanne Russatz, a psychology professor and prodigy expert from Ohio State University, contacted my parents and told them that she was doing this study of 30 prodigies worldwide in music, art, and science, and wondered if she could do DNA testing on me, and then also if she could test one of my siblings or a cousin, because often there's a connection between autism and prodigiousness, yet in our family that wasn't the case. And Zach can maybe tell you a little bit about how he came into the story.
Yeah, I came into the story then when she came here to do testing initially, which was going to be focused on Josh, but then just before arriving, she realized that he had a sibling that was into music, and which was me. And often the link, she went online to my YouTube channel, and she just saw my compositions and heard my stuff, and she was really intrigued and impressed. Thought I was writing quite advanced music, just playing for, I guess, 2 or 3 years at the time. So, yeah, 3 years. And she decided to test me as well initially. I had always just grown up thinking that Josh was our only prodigy in the family, just because he kind of came this way from 2 years old. He was painting, whereas I didn't pick up an instrument until I was 13. So that was kind of a surprise for me that she'd even want to test me. But she did, and she did both IQ and AQ, which is autism quotient testing, and did multiple different factors that kind of would in turn kind of decide if we were prodigies or not. And she kind of said in the first 5 minutes of just meeting us and our personality, she could tell that we were both prodigies and had the natural personality of very focused and disciplined and passionate.
Which we were very surprised.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was looking at it and I was doing some of the research and the background on it, you know, her the thesis of the book is that there's a link between autism and autism spectrum disorders and child prodigies. But yet that you guys don't fall into that category. But they're also looking at things about with illnesses and stuff like that. Did the whole aspect of your family dealing with Lyme disease play into this as well?
That's an interesting question. So in the book, we're in chapter 8, and so the title is Another Path to Prodigy. And so more than half of the prodigies have a link to autism, whether that be a cousin or something that the prodigy, him or herself, outgrew of over time. But the prodigies usually don't have the setbacks that would come with autism. They wouldn't have the negative aspects of that. But in our case, for me and my brother, the theory is that specifically mine was in utero when my mom had a severe fall in our guest flat in Moscow, Russia, when an intruder was breaking in. And so that may have caused a left brain injury that overcompensated the right side of my brain. And for Zach, too, he had concussions.
Yeah, like I had had multiple growing up. I was very active, almost ADHD-like borderline, and my parents couldn't get me to stick with anything, and I'd always kind of bounce around from activity to activity, and it was kind of a very different personality in contrast to Josh, who was very focused and quiet. And I had always kind of never been focused on anything, but then when it came 13, when I had probably my worst concussion, which was I was jumping over kind of like a height game where we'd hold these huge dishwasher cardboard boxes higher and higher with some friends after a game in youth group, and I smacked my head on the ground afterwards. I kind of lunged head first, and after that my personality changed, and I became very reclusive and quiet, and that was the incident then when talking to Joanne Russa. When she came here, that we kind of pinpointed then, okay, yeah, that's when my personality changed. And just 2 weeks after then, I picked up the guitar, actually. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I mean, it's interesting to hear all of that. And I guess one of the questions that I have, too, with all of this, especially with your case, is there's also a faith element in all of this. I know, Josh, in the conversations we've had in the past, the expression of your faith is very integral in a lot of the art that you do. It may not be overt, but it's still there, and you're still expressing yourself through that. Does that play into what you guys do, both as artists and even with, was that ever an element that was brought up in the study as well?
Oh, yeah, actually, just to touch on that, one of the things that is developed in the book is the factor that all the prodigies have this empathy component and benevolence. And one of the things that Dr. Russat was very interested in my story and Zach's is the desire and that we have to donate to various charitable organizations, whether that be for me giving art away to fundraising, banquets, or just being willing to volunteer my time teaching art. And so for both of us, that's really motivated a lot from our faith, and for me a lot of, because my work is naturally based, environmentalism is important to me, just being a good steward of this earth that God has given us. And so I love being part of conservation efforts. And so oftentimes people don't really think of the aspect within prodigies that they're also very giving people. And a couple years ago I founded the Arts for a Change Foundation, which Zach has also been a part of and has raised over $30,000 to upwards to 40 charities locally and internationally.
Yeah, same question for you, Zach. You know, has that faith element been part of all of this as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think that both of us growing up in a Christian family and just being influenced by our parents to always kind of cheerfully give and kind of do things for a purpose. I think both of our art has always wanted to achieve that and not just be self-fulfilling, but have an impact on others, and how can we use it to actually change this world and help people out. So we've both always had that aim, and with the Arts for Change, various campaigns are planned this next year, and just to further kind of change. I've had a thought under the Arts for Change to do a Strings for a Change campaign, which is donating strings to some of those orchestras, like child orchestras that need strings and need those donations, so overseas. We've been connected with that, and I've always felt that I want to kind of give back and be as thankful for the gift that I've been giving and with music and kind of share it with others, whether it be volunteering at church or to do playing or doing the sound, and just always kind of giving back and being thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Josh and Zach Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Gravity calls and I'm not home. I've been searching for the sun. But your anchor drops when I'm alone. You were with me all along. The memory of a distant tone hums the rhythm of my drum. Fills my heart with song, and the lyrics start to come. Sing it out. We believe that we have got a lot beyond the end. Oh, sing it out. We're not defeated. This is a song. Not quite finished yet. I won't stop, we won't stop looking for meaning. We'll fight till the end. So sing it out.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to the song from the Happiness EP by The Roaring Seas. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Zach and Josh Thiessen. You've received, Josh, I remember reading over late last year that you've received a preliminary copy of Prodigy's Cousin. Have you guys had a chance to take a look at it, and what are your thoughts on what the study came out with?
Yeah, it's an absolutely fascinating book, and being involved with Dr. Rusat and also her daughter, who's the co-author of the book, Kimberly Stevens, who's a reporter in her own right. This book is really extraordinary. There really hasn't been a whole lot done in scientific journals on prodigies. This is the largest study that's ever been conducted, the 30 prodigies. And so what's really interesting as well is that there's really a fascinating reason for this study of how beneficial it can be to the scientific community, because by understanding the brain and the connections between autism and mental disabilities, they've actually been able to do research on dementia and Alzheimer's, and possibly in the future be able to come up with cures for these type of things all through this study.
Mm-hmm. Zach, in terms of reading it and reading your own story, what was it like to read somebody else's perspective on what you guys have gone through?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, she really highlights kind of the and and juxtaposes our very different looking childhoods between Josh and I. And I think it's neat to see that contrast and to see that Josh kind of came this way and I kind of developed into what's called actually like an acquired prodigy because of that concussion that I had at 13. And to go off of that, actually, the gene in found in prodigies, there's a common gene that is linked to autism. And what it does is that theory is through the left brain injury, it overcompensates the right side of the brain. And in that, there's a gene that actually physically mutates and gives the, I guess, the advantages of extreme focus and almost obsessive-like qualities found in autistic people, but you don't get the social deficits or like reading and writing or not being able to tie your shoes. So there's an actual gene that they have found, and it's neat how they want to use that for good and say that they can use it in Alzheimer's and early signs of dementia to help those people, and they're kind of still studying that in science and figuring that out, how they can physically help people. So that's neat.
Great. Well, just quickly, Josh, when are the book, and you said there was a documentary that was being done on it, when are those coming out?
Oh, yeah. So the book is titled The Prodigy's Cousin, The Family Link Between Autism and Extraordinary Talent, and it's published by Penguin Random House. And so it is available in March in bookstores nationwide, and there's also a trailer coming out that will coincide with the book launch, and so that will be including my brother and me in that, and that actually has turned into what will be a documentary released on our story coming out in 2017.
Wow. Josh, Zach, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate
yeah, thank
it.
You.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guests, Josh and Zach Thiessen. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.